This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the March 8, 2013 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on vascular disorders and two general interest articles published today. Biocompatibility of pristine graphene for neuronal interface. A laboratory investigation by Desh Deepak Sahni and colleagues. Graphene possesses unique electrical, physical, and chemical properties that can assist potential neuronal regeneration as a bioscaffold after spinal cord injury. The purpose of this investigation was to establish the in vitro biocompatibility of pristine graphene for interface with primary rat cortical neurons. Statistically significant differences in the percentage of live or dead neurons were noted between surfaces coated with graphene and those coated with poly-D-lysine, as well as between surfaces coated with poly-D-lysine and bare surfaces. There was little difference in cell viability between the graphene surface and the bare surface. Lower levels of lactate dehydrogenase were found in the graphene-coated samples than on the uncoated samples, indicating that graphene was not more cytotoxic than the bare surface. According to phase contrast microscopy, neurons attached themselves to the graphene-coated surface and were able to elaborate long neuritic processes, which suggests normal neuronal metabolism and morphology. Further use of graphene as a bioscaffold will require surface modification that enhances hydrophilicity to increase cellular attachment and growth. Graphene is a nanomaterial that is biocompatible with neurons and may have noteworthy biomedical applications. Spinal arteriovenous malformation associated with Schimmel-Penning syndrome. A case report by Kaith Al-Mefti and co-authors. The authors report the first association of Schimmel-Penning syndrome with a spinal arteriovenous malformation, or AVM. This 13-year-old patient with Schimmel-Penning syndrome presented following hemorrhage of a spinal AVM and was treated with combined endovascular embolization and resection. This rare neurocutaneous syndrome has previously been associated with systemic vascular lesions, and brain AVMs have also been reported. Neurosurgeons should be aware of this association, and there should be a low threshold for imaging the neuraxis. Risk factors and rates of bone flap resorption in pediatric patients after decompressive craniectomy for traumatic brain injury. A clinical article by Christian Andrew Bowers and co-workers. Bone flap resorption complications frequently occur following decompressive craniectomy for severe traumatic brain injury in pediatric patients. Although the patient's native bone flap is routinely replaced after craniectomy, bone flap resorption is an overlooked and seldom studied complication, despite an incredibly high occurrence rate of near 50%. Bone flap resorption necessitates additional surgery as a subsequent cranioplasty is performed for protective and cosmetic reasons. Only increasing craniectomy size and delayed bone flap replacement for more than 6 weeks have been associated with bone flap resorption. In the largest series of pediatric patients with traumatic brain injury to date, 54 in total, the authors of this study found a 50% rate of bone flap resorption after native bone flap replacement. Multivariate statistical analysis revealed 4 independent risk factors for bone flap resorption: age of less than or equal to 2.5 years, the presence of an underlying parenchymal contusion as opposed to an acute subdural hematoma, the presence of a comminuted skull fracture, and post-traumatic hydrocephalus, as represented by the need for a permanent ventriculoperitoneal shunt. Importantly, the authors found no evidence that the timing of native bone flap replacement affects bone flap resorption rates. After bone flap resorption, revision cranioplasty with synthetic implants had a success rate of greater than 90%. Increased vigilance and follow-up should be exercised in those patients with independent risk factors for bone flap resorption. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.